How does Bohmian mechanics treat indistinguishable particles?
In Bohmian mechanics, each particle has a well-defined trajectory. The way one usually writes down the equation of motion for the particles is by giving each particle a label. That means one numbers the particles from 1 to n. Indistinguishability of particles then means that the equation of motion doesn't change under exchange of particle labels. If you look at the Bohmian law for the motion of the particles, this means that the wave function has to be either symmetric or antisymmetric under exchange of particle labels. Now, this is not the end of the story, though. We have to take a closer look at the space on which the wave function is defined. If the Bohmian particles are really indistinguishable, then the wave function should not depend on n different particle variables, but rather on n points in three-dimensional space. A set of n points in three-dimensional space is free of any label. If you take this into account, then you see that the configuration space of the wave function has a more complicated topological structure. If you analyze it, you find that in three dimensions, there can be only bosons and fermions. Translated back into the picture where the wave function depends on n different variables, this means that it can be either symmetric or antisymmetric. But in two space dimensions, you find that the topological structure is much richer and that there are not only bosons and fermions, but also so-called anions that correspond to other symmetry properties of the wave function. These anions are important in explaining many two-dimensional quantum phenomena. So you see that the symmetry properties of the wave function are really a topological effect. In Bohmian mechanics, this follows from straightforward reasoning. If they are really particles, and if they are really indistinguishable, then the correct configuration space for the wave function is that of n unlabeled points in normal space.